Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. Oh, look back, let up, slow down, back away or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
in the name of Jesus, I have control of all the technologies on my computer. Isn't that something?
There's Mary.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was fun. Now, there's a reason I don't play that song first, because I love that song. But I kind of got in trouble for playing that song because it's copyrighted. And so I quit playing the song. But for some reason tonight, Blog Talk Radio decided we needed to hear that song.
Yeah. We haven't heard it in a very long time, so it's all right. Welcome, Rebecca and Mary. So glad to have
welcome,
you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sister Mary, can you give us a 5-minute update about Don, or just one if you need to?
And everything going on.
His need for oxygen is back up. It was 4 yesterday. Tonight it was 8.
So what does that mean?
Pardon me?
What does that mean? It was 4 and now it needs you.
He needs more oxygen giving.
He needs more oxygen given to him?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And he was upset with the nurses because they weren't taking physically good care of him, physically. Personal needs. They were neglecting him, and he was upset about that.
But you did get to go in and see him, huh?
I did yesterday. I didn't today.
Well,
because I was dealing with land surveys and police reports and all kinds of stuff. It never stopped all day long. This too shall pass. It'll be over with pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
stresses me out, but it's pretty soon.
But good things are happening there, right?
Pardon me?
But good things are happening there, right?
Yeah, there's good things there. It's just, it's like baking a cake. You got to take time, let it rise, and get done.
Wait. There ain't a one of us that doesn't want to eat the cake and wants you to just stick it right in. I mean, why do you want? You're going to wait 40 minutes? And then all you women say, no, you can't put the frosting on right now. You got to let it cool down. Are you kidding me? Give me that frosting. I'll show you how you can put that frosting on right now.
I told the surveyor today we've got too many cooks in the kitchen. They're making it too difficult. Too many people to answer to.
No.
But it'll work. It's taking time. I've been thinking, I think the good Lord's trying to teach somebody patience. I've got patience. There's other people that don't know. I'm going to deal with them. Let water roll off. And
you know, for years, the church has said patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Seldom found in women and never found in men. Now, that's a bad statement because it's not biblical.
Yeah.
Because according to the word of God, if you got the Holy Spirit, you have patience. It's a fruit of the Spirit. But if you walk around all your life saying, oh, Lord, I'm just not a very patient person. Now, even though the fruit of the Spirit's yours, you're gonna destroy the ability. But that's good, man. Did you hear, Mary? Did you hear what she said? I have patience.
You know, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but hey, I don't lie. I told my local funeral director that when I pass away, I want for a headstone one of those mini porcelain toilets that they put in preschool kids' nursery bathrooms so I can continue pleasing everybody after I pass on. That went over your head, didn't it?
It did.
There's just some things that you just don't, you're not going to get, and it's like, wow, I missed that one. But a lot of the jokes that people tell, I missed because I'm not there.
No. I mean, that's not a joke.
Oh.
I would like to have a little porcelain potty as my headstone on my grave so I can continue pleasing everybody after I die. Blessed be the peacemaker. You want to crap on me? Crap on me. You want me to kiss your butt? I'll kiss your butt. I'll make you happy.
I still don't think it's a good idea, no.
Probably the cemetery section won't need them.
I think, Mary, you need to make a big bust of you with your finger out like this and with a big sign underneath your hand that says, I told you to get right with God. So if they come there to your gravestone to do that, they have to look at you saying, I told you to get right with God.
No, I could deal with that. I could do that. I like the little outhouse better. Oh, Lord, forgive me. We're talking to somebody else. I'm not in the right state
All right.
of mind right now.
So, anyways, we're live on Blog Talk Radio to the whole world.
When I die, I expect to be cremated, and whatever they do with my ashes, that's fine and dandy. As long as my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
Amen.
I'm fine.
Amen.
Now,
I totally agree.
Now, you know, this is like the craziest beginning of any of our programs we've ever had, okay? But it's okay. Because, one of the biker guys from the Patriot Guard in Michigan, he was determined that we would take his ashes and spread them on his favorite road that he drove. And it had a bunch of curves and stuff in it. And so we're just a bunch of bikers. I'm like, well, that's a good idea. Let's go do it. And one of the guys he was closest to had a nice bike. So he told Dirt Bike's wife, he said, well, you ride with me. Well, of course, we're honoring our friend and he's the first bike. Now, do you know what happens when you open the top of the urn at 50 miles an hour and you're the first bike?
Lord.
Everybody gets a taste of ashes.
Everybody did.
It was like how there was not one of us who thought, and there was like 15 bikes there, and there was a guy there who was like a whole plant manager for Chrysler Corporation. I mean, it's not like we were a bunch of ignorant backwoods bikers that didn't know anything or have any intelligence in our head, and nobody thought about the fact that when you pull that lid, everybody is going to get dusted.
Well, everybody probably thought, oh, I'm sure they have a plan. If they're doing it like this, they must know what they're doing. That's what I'm always appalled at, is thinking the other person has a plan.
And so all of us had a, you know, it's messed up to say, but we all had a taste of dirt bike. It was like,
wasn't it raining too?
It had been raining, but it wasn't raining then. And I'm glad I was farther back in the pack. It was the one time that, I was in a van. My bike was broke down, so I drove in a van that day. And I missed the horrendous torrential rainstorm that happened to him. That he's up in heaven on the throttle. I know he was, man. He poured that water on us like, wow. Anyways, so that's pretty cool. You know, this is a very interesting beginning. And I heard a really good joke the other day, and I was trying to remember it.
Yeah.
What was it? The top three things of what you would like somebody to say when they're standing at your casket. And you know, the one was, he was a good man and he did great things and he loved his family. And one guy said, the top thing I want to say, hey, look, he just winked. Lord, help me. Help me get us back to our focus here tonight. Lord Jesus, help me.
When was the last time you ate fresh tuna steak?
I don't think I've ever had tuna steak.
Fresh.
I never had fresh tuna ever, but I don't know. What's a tuna steak?
It's like a steak off a cow.
Whenever it hasn't been tucked in a can, it's just, you grill it.
You grill it,
you put barbecue sauce on it, and it's delicious. I give you some, except that, you know, my fork doesn't travel 2,000 miles.
I keep my fork with me, okay? Well, Mary, thanks for the update. Thank you. Now, for all of you that are around the world and you're like, what are you guys doing to start a program of faith like this? Well, this
is the family.
this is what we're doing. We welcome you to the community of faith, a family of believers.
Amen.
And of mountain moving believers. And, you know, two nights ago, no, I'm not on YouTube. I'm going to have to completely redo YouTube. So I will get to YouTube in just a minute for all of you that are.
How you all prayed for my trailer and it was returned. That's hardly, people were amazed that they found it and returned it to us. And I just thank God for that.
And it's sitting out in your yard right now?
Well, it's at my son's house, but it's here.
Has he got it chained to a tree or anything?
He has got something parked in front of it so they can't back up to it and tow it away.
Amen. Amen.
And it was good to see my son praying, thank you to God, when the police called and said it was back. It was amazing.
And how true it is. How many times do you hear somebody having something stolen and you don't ever see it again?
Yeah.
Right, right. It's just a miracle from God, and to hear my son say, thank you, Lord, it just warmed my heart. Absolutely.
God is moving. And yep. I want to thank everybody in the community of faith here. Thank you for being a part of faith.
Yes. Amen.
That when we come to you, you will actually speak your faith with us. You'll speak life and life more abundantly with us. And
Amen.
You'll speak healing and health and strength and blessing and whatever it is we got to do, because we're not going to back off from the plan of God in our life in any area. And we're not going to back off of the abundant life that he's promised us. And so, you know, that's the power of what goes on here. God early on called this a healing room. Well, glory be to God. It's a healing room. And so we thank God for that. Now, here we go. Let's go live to YouTube now. Let's see.
Please, my husband is going to have his 88th birthday in the 20th of March, and I claim it in Jesus' name that this property will be sold by then so he can see he's out of debt for his birthday. In Jesus' name, I claim it.
And in Jesus' name, we claim it with you, Mary. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, we've been speaking all along that an abundant supply happens for Mary, because Don and Mary were so willing for so many years to be a blessing and provide jobs for people and bless the community with a business. We declare all of that comes back now, hundredfold return for Mary. Just like Dr. Barkley was just praying over us, that this will be the year of the hundredfold return, where we see the return on what you've asked us to do throughout our lifetime. And may the blessing of God that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it in every area of our life, in our mind, our will, our emotion, our spirit, our soul, and our body, in our marriage, in our ministry, in our money, in all that we do in our family, may God's blessing be upon this. And just like this situation with Don here and his birthday. Wow, what a deal. We command it to be done. And we declare over Mary that all of this stuff's out of the way, and that Mary's just going strong and blessed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it done, and we declare thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And some people say, yeah, but Pastor, how do you know God's will? Because Jesus, the Christ himself, said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And that is God's will, life and life more abundantly. And so we give glory to God for that in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is doing amazing tonight. The blessing of God's making that all work. And I encourage all of you Blog Talk Radioites to make sure you get connected with our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. And just find a way to be connected to it. We're glad to have you over there. Israel, we welcome you. Turkey, we welcome you. Two new nations that are with us. And isn't it cool to be able to say that one of the new nations that's with us is the nation of Israel?
Love it.
Fabulous.
Isn't that something that you and I, sitting here doing what God's given us to do, can look and say, thank God that we've got believers in, well, they may, who knows, maybe they're not believers, but there's somebody in Israel who is listening to us, and I think it's awesome. You know, what's interesting is Japan and South Korea is 10% of our listeners. Japan and South Korea are 10% of our listeners. Watch this. Germany and France and Netherlands and the United Kingdom are all about 4% apiece. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
Canada is 7.9%. And you might say, well, Pastor, what are you doing? Well, I just love it. I just love it that you and I can just, I can click this on and see this and say, look what you are doing, Jesus. Look what you are doing. And to me, it's just an absolutely amazing process that God is doing. And so, Sister Sunday, I'm not sure. I think you had a good plan to sign in twice so that you were guaranteed that one of them would stick out, but it's all right. We're glad to have you with us. Now, those of you that are on, from Europe and the many different areas, Estonia and Sweden and Finland and Norway and all the way up through across through there, make sure you find our YouTube channel and share that with people because that will be a blessing to them also. And we're glad to have you with us tonight. Now, let me give us a couple announcements to get us everybody on the same page. Remember, we're fasting right now. And it's a different year for our fasting because I honestly, I just don't have a fasting schedule where I'm saying, all right, everybody, this is what we're fasting. It's like God is saying to us all this year to talk to me and enter in as you want to enter in. And therefore, you're going to have to make your own decision of what that will be. You know, one of the easiest fasts that I think there is to do is meats and sweets. Now, you might disagree with me on that, but it's okay. I wasn't talking about what you fast. I was talking about what's simple for me. And so you might say, well, Pastor, what is that? Well, I just fast meats and sweets. I fast my meat and I fast sweets. And for the purpose of entering in. And then Sister Leanne and I got to where we like looked at each other and just said, you know what? We got to go in farther than this. We got to get serious. And we looked at each other and said, bottom line, let's do a 3-day fast. And we got to 3 and we're like, you know, maybe we'll do a 7-day fast. And we got to 7 and we said, let's go for 10. And we got to 10. And when we got to 10, it's like, you know what? I'm going for 21 days. And of course, now, I'm not bragging. I want to tell you about our journey. But I got to 21 days and said, you know, I'm halfway to 40, and I don't know that I'll ever get the courage to do a 40-day fast, but right now I got the courage. And so we went to a 40-day fast of no food. And you might think, my goodness sakes alive, how in the world can you do that? Well, remember what the Word of God says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. How did Jesus fast for 40 days? How did Moses? I mean, Moses fasted for 70 days. Him and Joshua. How did these men of old, and then we met a whole community of people that fast just for good health.
And it is very good help.
And
no wonder God
so all of a sudden you realize, wow, that's what God is talking to us about. And I just encourage you, whatever the fast is that God has led you into, do it. Remember this. Jesus said, this kind of unbelief only comes out through prayer and fasting. He wasn't talking about the demon because he had already given him power over demons. He was talking about getting the unbelief out of your heart. Well, the only thing that's going to be unbelief in your heart is some form of your eyes seeing something in front of you, and that what you see in front of you is more powerful than what you know inside of you. In Jesus' name, go ahead, tell us what you got.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you, tuna fish is not meat, right? I can fast meats and sweets and still eat tuna fish.
Now, that is between you and the Father.
Yeah.
Because I know many people that say meat, if fish is not meat. So, of course, the Catholics all believe that. But, one of the interesting things with me is many times when I'm fasting meats and sweets, I will still eat soup that has meat in it. But I don't sit down and eat a steak. Right? Mm-hmm. And so the reality is, you and God communicate, and you do it. It's a special commitment to God or something.
Sanctification.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm on this other thing. Me and God's on this other thing. And I was in the grocery store today buying groceries, and I'm like, Father, what about this? Because see, it's not about what we're doing here. I'm not telling you what to do so you'll be like me. You've got to get along with God yourself and say, what do I do? Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in the grocery store saying, what about this? Is this part of what I'm doing? And then we had a conversation standing in the grocery store line. Well, Pastor, why would God care about what you eat? Well, when you make a commitment to God, it's better to not make a vow than to make a vow. Now, keep it.
Amen.
And that's what a fast should be, because it's entering in to be closer to Him. Goodness sakes. I want that to be 2 minutes.
But yeah. I have never said I need to fast. I want to fast. I'm going to fast. Never. Fasting has never been part of my life. I want to eat. I love to eat. And I'm going to eat. That's my, from the time I wake up until, you know, now.
Well, I just know.
Well, God's not ever led you to do that. Yeah. Then.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. This is the thing. I see, as I have now been studying fasting for a year. I've been looking at this for a year. Some people are anointed by God to fast and pray. Mm-hmm. And other people are anointed by God to be gluttons. That was a joke. That was just a joke. No, but think about how many times we hear the Holy Spirit speak through Paul and Peter. Be who you are in God. Don't try to be somebody else. But that means you got to get serious with God. You got to do what He says to do. And He's always going to be calling us into a greater place in Him. And fasting may not be something that you'll do. But I know as a spiritual leader, God always leads me to lead us into a fast at the beginning of the year. Because there's some people who never even heard of fasting. They don't even know what it is. It's like, to me, that's hard to believe. I grew up around it all my life. So I began at an early age to see the power of fasting. Because when you set aside your life and say, wait a minute, I need to have an answer from you. Then God brings that answer. And, you know, it's one of the things of the Bible that cause you to get control of your flesh. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest thing. Go ahead, love.
Just, it keeps your awareness focused on whatever this is that you're dealing with God too, whatever you're asking for, whatever you're seeking, mm-hmm. or just to deepen your relationship with Him. A fast of any kind keeps you more aware of that.
Yep.
Keeps your focus in check. And
yep. Go ahead, Mary.
When I started to get into fasting, I actually took it to God and said, hey, you know, I don't have a problem not eating. I go days without eating. So giving up a certain food or a meal or something like that, it doesn't please me, because it's something I do all the time just naturally. And the good Lord brought it to me. I need to fast spiritual food. So I give up saying I can't. I can't. And started speaking positive things. And it was absolutely one of the biggest spiritual growths that I ever made. And I need to do another fasting of spiritual food and quit thinking negative and, you know, stuff like that. I need to do that again because it helped me.
Yeah. Yep. And as you know, I'm always going to say, remember, you're a new creation. Those negative thoughts are not yours. They are from the enemy. And all he wants you to do is to speak them out loud. And so he can get that to begin to happen in your life. And so that's a good one. Fast all those negative words like that. That's good. Why? And see, some people like be like, well, what's that all about? And here we go. What a program. I did not come to talk about fasting tonight in any way, but here we are.
But here we are.
All right. At least we got out of the cemetery. If you missed that joke, then go back and catch it up later. But think about this. I love Dr. Barclay's story of fasting. All right? Because he had literally drank alcohol from the time he was a child with a bottle. Because they would give him whiskey and watch him get drunk and fall down and laugh about it. As a baby. All right? Now, don't get angry. You can't find his mom. She's already in heaven, and she changed and repented of what happened, all right? But listen, so, you know, that was so a part of his life. It was so ingrained within him that at 12 years old, his mom took him to the doctor, and the doctor said he's got a bleeding in his stomach.
Liver,
yeah. He said, if you don't get him off alcohol, he'll be dead by the time he's 18. Right. Well, then when he turned 18, he joined the Marines. And I don't know if you know anything about Marines, but they don't encourage you to be inhibited about alcohol. They go the other way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That big run that they did, 150 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was on the Marine Corps birthday. And at 100 miles, all of those guys that were running Marines stopped and ate a big piece of birthday cake and drank a beer while they were running.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm serious about it. But anyways, thank God for the Marines. But what's the point? When it came time for, and God said, you need to get rid of that. God told him you need to get rid of it. He went to his pastor, who was Indian and Native American, and he's like, Pastor, what do I do? He said, Mark, I'm going to fast with you to see this delivered. He's like, really? He goes, yep. He goes, so when are we fasting? He said, well, let's fast tonight when I get off work till tomorrow morning when I go to work. And he goes, all right, I'll fast with you, but I'm going to tell you, if I find out you drank a beer in any of that time, I'm going to hurt you in the most painful Navajo Indian way you can ever, whatever his tribe was, that you can imagine. And he said, I thought, my goodness, I am not drinking the beer just because I don't want him to hurt me like that. 6 o'clock in the morning, pastor calls him. See, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting ready for work. He said, are you drinking the beer? He goes, yep. He goes, did you make it all night? Yep. So you actually made it, you know, whatever, 8 hours or whatever. He goes, yeah, I did. I'm proud of you, Mark. When you're ready to fast again, call me. Let's do this again. The pastor literally said, I'm proud of you. And he's standing there drinking a beer, but he's trying to get rid of it. But do you see what his pastor did? No condemnation.
Right.
No condemnation. Yep, you just did that again. However, you just won because you got off work and didn't drink a beer till 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, that when I heard him say that the first time, I thought, man, that just bends the rules of everything I ever thought Christianity was. But what did it do? It broke the condemnation. And if you can break the condemnation of the devil, the accuser of the brethren will never have control over you. So I don't remember how long it was, but a period of time. And he said, I'm ready to do it again. And he said, all right, well, he said, call me when you're done. So I'm not fasting, you know.
Right.
So that I'll fast with you. Watch this. He didn't call him at 6 o'clock in the morning. He didn't call him at noon. 3 days later, the pastor calls and says, "Hey, Mark, what's going on? Are you still fasting?" "Yeah, I am, Pastor. Why?" "You haven't had a beer in 3 days?" "Nope." He goes, "Really?" He goes, "Nope. And it, from now on, it will be for the rest of my life." Now watch this. And he said that day when I heard him say it the first time, which would have been 30 years ago. So, you know, he had probably been fasting for like 25 years, something like that. He said, "And I've been fasting alcohol for 20 years. I've never stopped." He said, I wasn't fasting of food to get rid of alcohol. I fasted the alcohol. And he said, "I've been on a whatever year fast now from that alcohol." Well, see, all of a sudden we realize God has given us the spiritual forces in his holy word that'll take us into a new level in him if we want it. If you don't want to go in closer to God, you don't have to. He doesn't make anybody. But I've seen in my lifetime people be delivered from the most horrendous things in their life. Why? Because they got serious with God and they realized he, God, is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
And now all of a sudden, you and I can begin to look at this thing and say, God is doing a mighty work in our lives. And, you know, I think the greatest fast I've ever done is help me get free from religion and religiosity. Acting like God, talking like God, looking like God, doing all the things that God people did, but not having any depth of the relationship with God.
Or loving the people like God loves.
Yeah.
Them, yeah.
And just being doing it out of doing it. And we're not going to be that way. Yeah. This body of believers right here is going to enter in and see the things of God beyond anything we've ever imagined in our life. So, well, isn't this just an interesting night?
It is. Did you say hi to Sunday and Wayner?
Hi, Sunday. Hi, John Wayner. Love you guys. Well, all right, here we go. So, what the Holy Spirit has for us tonight. All right. No hesitation. Here we go. About 2 hours ago, I sat down at my computer and, when I opened it up, of course, YouTube showed up, and because we have so much content on YouTube, it's always going to show up because we got so much there. So, and the first video that showed up was Rodney Howard Brown.
Oh.
You know what he's teaching? Fasting.
Oh, really?
So, here we go. Sit back for a wonderful evening. And an amazing message.
Really?
From Rodney Howard Brown about fasting. Well, you know what? What am I going to do? I can't argue with God. And he just said to me, do not hesitate. Do this.
Okay.
Here we go. I know, if you don't know this man's testimony, this man was born in poverty in South Africa. And God said, a man brought him out of a church and prophesied, you'll be a mighty man of God used all over the United States of America to change the world. Rodney Howard Brown went to jail during COVID, at the beginning of COVID, because he refused to close his church.
Yeah.
And he went to jail, literally went to jail.
Yeah.
And His church exploded so large, you're going to notice he's in a big Quonset hut. Because in Florida, everybody's looking for a man of God that would stand up. And this church exploded in size, so they had to build this big Quonset hut during COVID. Mm-hmm. So they had a place to house everybody. He had the greatest air filtration system of anybody in the state of Florida to get rid of the disease, you know, get rid of the process. And they threw him in jail and said, you'll go to prison. And I remember the story. So if you ever hear him tell it, believe his story. But I don't think the number of people in the church actually even got COVID is so low. Anyways, here we go. Here's fasting. Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Are you ready? God just said, don't hesitate, sir. I'm not going to hesitate. Here we go. This is amazing, man of God. You're going to love this. He's with us. Amen. Love the word. God uses people. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, he probably did. Hallelujah. Just say. Just say something. Immediately. I love it. Thank you for food. Yeah. Thank Fasting and prayer is a relationship, not a ritual or a fortune.
in your life.
Hit you with a tater. Consecrate yourself. Help us, Jesus. What a message on fasting.
Thank you.
use. Amen. With a steak.
Amen.
This is good. Amen. This is really good. Discipleship, yeah. Amen. Yeah, there you go. What did they know?
Yep.
Preach, brother. That's helping a lot of people. Thank you, sir. Preach. Let me wrap it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. But don't stop now. Right.
Yeah. Come here.
There you go. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for your
one of the sons of God. That's in his life. Scripture 40 is a purpose. And that one.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Come on. Father, I come to you in the presence of your Son Jesus. Said in your word, I can say in my mind, Jesus is Lord and my Savior. And I believe God in his great spirit, I will be. Father, right now, I Jesus. His mom, my sister, come into my home. Forgive me of my sins. By faith, finished work of God. I receive the free gift of God. I am on my way. Jesus.
Good word.
My, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful word. I want you to notice that the subscribe button is subscribed, Emerson. No, I didn't say unsubscribe. Amen. Well, hallelujah. You know, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful word. And it's interesting that the Holy Spirit led me there. I came to talk about Abraham tonight. Honestly, it did. Truly. Honestly, if you look at the title of the program, it was about Abraham. But it was very much, we got to go in and change the titles, all right? But we'll do that when we're finished. But this is very much the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because I love how he said it. Wait, I love how the Holy Spirit spoke it through him. I'm going to get this right. That first statement, and I say it in many different ways, but this is what he said. Fasting doesn't move God.
Yeah, amen.
Fasting moves you.
Yeah.
Fasting doesn't move God. Fasting moves you. And then fasting subdues the flesh. And you might not think your flesh needs to be subdued, but there ain't a soul on the face of the earth that don't need to do it. Fasting is a relationship, not a ritual or a formula. Now, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, very good.
It's not a ritual. It's not a formula, which is really what I was really diligently speaking to us when I said I tried to say that in 2 minutes and it took me 10. All right. I mean, I was really endeavoring to say fasting is a relationship. It's not a ritual and it's not a formula. You and God get alone together, make a decision. No. Accept his instruction of what to do, and then go do it.
Yeah.
And then go do it. I love that statement. If you have been fasting and can't get the victory, then it was all self-righteousness.
Wow.
Now, are you rebuking me, Pastor? No, I'm just speaking the truth. So how do I solve that if that's me? You've got to fast, pray, and study the righteousness of faith. We got a playlist that's got 15 messages in it, I think, 12 messages about the righteousness of God. Coming at it from every different direction, you can come at it. Like 3 hours at it, 2 hours at a time. Why are you saying it? Because if you'll just start listening to it again and say, no, I'm getting this revelation. Let's say you work all week, but you got Sunday off. And say, that's it. Sunday, I'm giving my whole Sunday to the presence of God. And you shut everybody off, you know, drive out in the woods all by yourself and just sit in your car. Drive out on the beach all by yourself. You know, get alone in your house. Just close the door and say, that's it. I'm going to take this time and get alone with God. Now, I like how many times Brother Rodney just said, by the Holy Spirit, nobody should know if you're fasting. Now, if you heard him say that and said, so what's up with Pastor Sam telling us about the fact that he was fasting? Well, I told you I was fasting for the purpose of leading you and saying, wait, I'm leading by example. And not one time that I've talked about the 40-day fast have I really told you about what God did inside of me and us. But the reason I talk about it is like, wait a minute. We got so much power. We got so many answers that worked themselves out throughout the year that I could do that at the beginning of every year, but except the Holy Spirit just said, don't be a weirdo and think you have to do this every year.
Or let it become a ritual, like you were talking about.
Right. So it's not wrong to tell somebody that I've been fasting. What he's saying is don't be like the hypocrites who stand in the corner and say, I got a long face and I'm fasting. And you're doing it so people can see you. It's reality. I know it. Let me say, all right. Jesus. Wow. What a night. I know men who God told to fast, and they had an extremely strenuous physical labor job and fasted for a whole week. The second day I called, I'm like, brother, how you doing? I'm strong, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Third day, how you doing? I'm strong. Really? Like, so this is from God. Yeah, I can see this is from God. And one man went 7 days in an extremely strenuous job. Now, the cool thing that happened to him is he lost about 15 pounds in 7 days. And he's like, I might do that again just so I can lose weight, because he was overweight. But I love the balance the Holy Spirit just said. Don't become a weirdo. Those men that fasted for 70 days and destroyed their own health. Andrew Womack tells the story of a young man who fasted 40 days and then just went to a
steakhouse,
big buffet steakhouse, and ate so much, and literally he died on that day.
Yeah.
He died on the last day of his
life. Yeah, so if you do an extended fast,
mm-hmm.
please come off of it slowly and wisely.
Study, yeah. You gotta see what your physical body is all about.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're going to have a situation you don't really like.
Right.
I did that once fasting. I really did. And I had a situation I didn't like at all. And you just said, wait, we ain't ever going to do that again. Let me have some soup and some pudding and, you know, whatever, applesauce. Anyways, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit speaking to us tonight through Brother Rodney. And we bless the river, and we bless Brother Rodney, and we bless his ministry. And thank you, Father, that you brought him our way. And we declare in Jesus' mighty name that that message, like he said, we're live on the cable network in South Korea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be what we're supposed to be, exactly like you want us to be, in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You ready? Let's receive communion together. It's not a ritual. It's not a religious process that we do. It is a relationship we have with Jesus. Jesus said to the disciples, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you. And I say tonight, Jesus, we earnestly desire tonight to receive this time of communion with you and remember the work that you did for us. If you're new to us, we are going to read from the book of Corinthians, Jesus' instruction to Paul about the communion elements. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. Brother Rodney just prayed it. So if you're with us and you prayed that prayer, you're right with God. And then we will bless the elements and receive them together. And here's the reality. If you know Jesus, if you are a part of the body of Christ, then you are welcome to be a part of this time of communion. I don't know if you've looked at it lately, but this is really cool. Our YouTube page now has 142 subscribers. Now, wait, don't despise the day of small beginnings. We ain't about numbers. We're about impact. Remember when it was 18, 20, 22,
yeah.
30, you know,
yeah.
You're like, wow, look at that. Whoa, 40 people, wow. And
30, I remember Sunday putting on there, oh my gosh, you've got 30 people now.
And for all of you that are a part of this, welcome. Share it with your friends. Not so we have numbers, so that they can get this word without a religious, heavy religious overtone, and just teaching them to have a relationship with Jesus. That's the greatest thing you have to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. 28, let a man examine himself. Let a man and a woman examine themselves. Stop examining everybody else. Examine yourself. And then let that man who's examined himself and made himself right with God, by God's grace and mercy, now let him receive of the bread and drink the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected amongst us, inside of us, within our body, in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. When Brother Rodney comes around, he's going to judge us. Do you actually have anything? I thought that was great. Why? Because why do we have boldness? Because as he is, so are we in this world. We're being just like Jesus. We're being just like Jesus. Perfect love. Cast out fear. There's no reason to be afraid. Till you get your mind renewed, you'll be afraid. But there's no reason to be afraid because God's love casts out fear and the torment, the trauma that goes with it. For there is no fear in God's perfect love. Now, in all actuality, we already prayed the prayer of salvation. So let's just say this. This is what just happened to you. Jesus came into your life because you said, come in. So Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. Faith just came in you. Jesus is the light of the world. Light just came in you. All of his grace, all of his mercy, all of his love just came in. You are filled with the fullness of God. You might be like, Pastor, I ain't nothing. I just said Jesus come in. Because when Jesus comes in, he brings everything of who he is in you. Everything he paid the price for during his life here just came inside of you. And the Father adopted you into the kingdom. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now, I'm not sure if you understand what that means, but that means everything that Jesus has access to as an heir of God, so do we. We are a joint heir with Jesus. Not in word, not in cute little sayings, not in awesome rock and roll Christian songs we sing today, but in actuality, we have become an heir of God. He's our Father, and he said, you will be my people, and I'm going to come and live in you. God, right now, certainly God is on the throne, but by his Spirit, by the Spirit of God, he's come and he lived inside of you. And he's now leading you from the inside out. It's one of the greatest revelations you'll ever get. Do you have videos of this, Pastor? Yeah, I do. Got a lot of videos. We need to get them in your hands. Email me, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find the email address right down there. And send me an email, and we'll be glad to be a blessing to you. But you're going to want to, you got to, when I send you an email, you got a video, you need to listen to it. And there's been some people that's got my email and never listened to the message. You can't get holy by receiving an email. You don't get the understanding of God until you study to show yourself approved. In Jesus' mighty name, you ready? Let's receive communion. I got Dutch in the back of my mind saying, so good to have you with us today. Goodbye. And he just closes. Hold your elements up. Get you some grape juice and bread. Bread and water, depending on what you got in your house. God said bread and the fruit of the vine. That's what Jesus said. So that's what you should do. God will bless whatever you have. I was in prison, and I always had Cheez-It and Faygo grape pop when I was helping a man in prison, because that's the only thing that was in the waiting room. But we took communion every week, right there in front of God and everybody. It was awesome. Same prayer I'm praying right now, every single time. You ready? Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of
communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying. In my body. From your body, Lord. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
All the way around the world to Julian and Bemo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin in my life has been placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin in my life has been placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and you, God, have made everything new.
Things have passed away, and you, God, have made everything new.
And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
And the accuser of the brethren has no power in my life.
And the accuser of the brethren has no power in my life.
My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me in the rapture. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's receive his blood shed. Now, you know, we always sing. We usually sing a verse of a hymn or something when we get any. But I really am inspired to say this. This prayer that we pray every time for communion, you can always find this on the end of almost every program we've done. There's been a few days we didn't take communion, but it's going to be on almost the on the end of almost every video you find of us. So if you're ever like, man, I want to receive communion right now, remember that you can go to our website, which is SamuelJCottle.com. It's my name on purpose so that it makes it easy for you to find it. All right. You might say, well, it's the community of faith. And I don't know if you've ever gone to Facebook and tried to find us by search in the community of faith. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole mess of community of faith folks out there. And when you come right here to our website, as you can see on your screen, this is our front page, and you go over to the communion tab. Here is the prayer to receive communion. And you can literally come right here to our website, and even if you're all by yourself, or maybe you have your family sitting with you, you can receive the communion elements, and there's the prayer right there for you. Now, I want to encourage you, and this is why I usually right now we actually sing a song, but I'm really inspired to say this. Don't just say these words. Like he just taught us, it is not a ritual. This is a relationship. Every one of these words are on purpose, right out of the Word of God. These are all words right from verses of Scripture in the New Testament. And so when you're reading it, let the words not just go across your lips, let them register in your heart so that it builds your relationship with God every single day. Because what are you going to see in here? You're going to see the benefits of the body, Jesus' broken body. You're going to see the benefits and the blessings that come to you because of his blood shed. That's why he did it. It's not just something we celebrate it in the spring, you know, when the Resurrection Sunday shows up. No, this is what God did for us. And so, in Jesus' name, I just want to keep showing this to you. SamuelJCottle.com/communion. And it'll take you right here. And the words are written right on the page. So you can read them. I learned this. If you go to a website like this regularly enough, your phone will learn that. And you'll start to type it in, and it'll take you right there to it. Set it as a tab. Set it as a place that you regularly go. It'll be a blessing. Now, here we go, Sister Phyllis. You got our closing verses?
Just a second. I know I do. Yes,
she was too busy eating her tuna steak.
No, I was making notes.
Honey. Amen. I'm just teasing with you, Phyllis. Yeah, and the reality is, I've never had a tuna steak. Isn't it something we talked about, tuna steak, and then we did a message on fasting?
Yeah.
But wait, didn't you love Brother Rodney saying, if I see you walking around with a sad face, I'm going to slap you right in the face with a steak.
Yeah, and I was thinking with my tuna steak. Okay, I can't find my magnifying glass, so you got to let me wing it here. Okay, Jude 20 through 25. Okay, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And I always like to read Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And be healed in your eyes, fellas. Come on, that's
Amen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
When you're 81 I am perfectly happy that the good Lord is so good to me. I can see how handsome you are. Isn't that good enough?
Glory be to God. And you know, to anybody like me that's got a pair of magnifiers on your face and you don't want them, because I don't want them, I take them off regularly and say, that's it. I'm just reading this. And I exercise my eyes and I command them to see. And then there's sometimes I get here and I'm like, that's it. Tonight's the night I'm going to read it all by myself. And then it's like, okay, well, I better be able to read what's in front of me here, you know. But this is what you got to do. You grab a hold of the healing power of God. You don't let go. You don't let go. You just don't let go. Why? Because God said, by his stripes, you are healed. And so that means that's what you want.
Let me ask you something. Did I miss very many of the words?
You didn't miss a single word at all. That's why I said healed in your eyesight.
So that's it. It's better to be able to see what God wants me to see without the physical use of my eyes than to worry about it.
I'm most definitely not telling you to worry about it.
No.
But I know there's a lot of people like me who don't want to wear glasses, and they want their eyesight to be 20/20. And I'm speaking to them right now in Jesus' mighty name. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and do not let anything or any human tell you you're 50 now, you got to be blind. And it ain't true. You have heard me say it for a long time. And there are periods of time when I go. And Sister Leanne's been helping me understand lately, might be because I need a little more sleep.
Yes.
Okay. Let me
And so when that's the case, then I'll be able to do it. What's that?
There was this prophet that was surrounded by all of this whole army that had come to do it in. And his servant said, they're going to kill us. And he said, open his eyes so that he can see. And he says, you know, greater are those who are protecting us than who are coming after us. And so the servant's eyes were opened, and what he saw were so many angels, guardian angels around them. It outnumbered the soldiers, and it completely surrounded everything. So the thing is, our human eyes only see certain ways. The permanent things, the things of God, the things that we will be able to see when our eyes are open in our immortality, is a whole different ball game, honey. Okay. So that's what I want to see. I ain't worried about right now.
Amen. Amen. For all of you that are believing God for healing, we have our faith and our hope and our trust in God's holy word and with you in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody put your hands out and say, we gather everyone together.
We gather everyone
tonight to receive Jesus.
Tonight.
Whenever you hear this video, we command you, come to Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. One person asked me, Pastor, why would you command me to come? Because I don't want you to think this is something that's as simple and I can just wait around. This thing at the end, man, this is with great urgency. I'm saying to you, come now to Jesus. Come now to Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Lift your hands and say, I receive the hundredfold return.
I receive the
hundredfold return
in my life right now in Jesus' name.
In my
life right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got to go until we see you again. That's what we say every time we come here. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
Jesus is
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. God bless you, Brother John. Bless your Sunday. Bless you, everyone that joined us on YouTube tonight. And any day in the future, remember this, if you missed the rapture and you're seeing this video, you find everything we have, and you realize right now, Jesus is still working on the earth. He will be your Lord, and you can still get to heaven, but you got to make sure you understand the things of God. So find every video of ours you can find, study them, bring people to your house and study them, download them on your computer, download them somewhere where you can truly find God and know him. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, good to have you with us tonight. May God's richest blessing be with you wherever you may be. Be strong in the Lord. His might. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. There we go. Now, all of you that's left, we sure love you. Thanks for being a part of us. Thanks for being our partners, our friends. Thank you for every prayer you've prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare over every one of you tonight, while you sleep, in your sleep, in a vision of the night, the Holy God Almighty will speak to you and seal his instruction inside of you, turn you away from pride, keep you from the pit, and give you the answers that you've been seeking, and so that you understand his life and his will in Jesus' name. And I'd love to stay and talk some more, but I gotta go. And I'll see you, we'll see you in the morning right here for rebuilding the walls of righteousness in Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Gotta go. Later. Hold on. Blog Talk Radio is just not working.
Do you want some boiled eggs?
I have to get my stuff and get ready, yeah. Start my shift at 10 o'clock.
So if you want some boiled eggs, do we have time for me to make that, or do you?
Okay. Yeah, we do. Because I gotta get ready. I got to save this audio. I'm going to delete all that stuff. No, he said at the beginning. So, I'm going to have to instruct some old ladies. Things have got to change because Phyllis is completely out of order right there.
She's getting more and more bold about it too.
And it's not that she's emboldened to speak by the Spirit of God like she never was, if she's not speaking by the Spirit of God. You know.
very obvious. She just wants to be the center of attention.
And I have been praying for that spirit to go away from her. But as I see the kingdom, you receive this from me, and hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That spirit doesn't usually just go away. You have to correct the person, and they have to decide to change.
I was going to say, because it's a spirit that they want to hang on to.
And so then that person goes away. But that's just how it has to be. Because the Holy Spirit is talking. I mean, that was defiant at the end about coming against healing of your eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't say she had to have healing. Did I ever say that? You know what she just said?
What?
My eyes are good enough to see how handsome you are.
Mm-hmm.
That is so far out of order.
Yep.
I don't know. Did you come to get your poop scratching? Did you come to get your poop scratching? Did you come to get your poop scratching? Did you come to get your poop scratching?
Well, and like Dolly said, too, this is bad. It's somebody being in the church and the pastor is trying to teach and somebody's constantly interrupting.
Yep, I gotta go to work, buddy. I was home for...
Two wonderful days.
I actually just laid around the house with Mom. Now, I'd love this phone. Using any battery at all. Charged it up this morning. You haven't had it on a charger yet today.
Really?
Why can't people just change?
Okay.
If I end up in salmon, I'm just going to stay up there.
Okay.
So I need my truck.
Mm-hmm.
I need my truck up there where I can get home.
Yeah, other than I don't like him discouraging people from doing long fasts, they help people grow in their lives and everything else. Well,
he didn't say that.
Yes, he did, love.
He didn't say don't do a fast. About three times he said you can do it one day, you can do it 3 days, you can do it 14 days, you can do it 21 days, you can do it 40 days. He said if you're going to do a 40-day fast, nobody should know it, and God should be the one to tell you to do it. Otherwise, don't do it. He wasn't telling you not to do a 40-day fasting. He's telling you if you're going to do a 40-day fast, and you don't know God told you to do it, you're going to hurt your body. Yeah. So all he was being was just wise.
A big container or
yeah, I like the smaller containers because they stack them. The little square ones. All right, so Jesus, help me. Thank you for helping me. This might be for you. Find me whenever I have to give a random. Oh, check this out. Certificate of enrollment. I got a little picture of that right now. Sorting card. So then you cut that out. Then maybe I say you might fall.
want carrot slaw? Do you want oranges peeled?
No. I just assume I want some oranges with me, but I just assume not have them peeled yet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And then
number three. Check it out. Just took a picture of all three of those sheets of paper, so I had them. Okay, so that's my active driver's list. There's my enrollment certificate. Here's my consortium card. Okay. Watch this. So when you do that here, you just say, bang, there, you go like this, and oh, click this, share. And you go, click. Click and go across here, you click on no, and you create a new note, drug and alcohol consortium, as
no.
But so you know, Emily, this is yours. You need to understand this. Okay. This is the equivalent of chocolate consumption. So.
Oh, love those coats. I went to take them out to put them in the dryer, and they fell apart.
They
fell apart. At least the part that I pulled out. So I thought, okay, I'm not messing with you anymore. See what you think of them.
Well, that's why that one was thrown away.
Was it in pieces like that before?
Well, I didn't notice it, but obviously. I mean, you could sew that up.
I don't think you can, not with that kind of fabric.
Not interesting. That's why that one.
Okay, what else do you want?
Well,
I want my banana things with me and wasabi peas.
Can you swallow that stuff in a bag then? Or are you going to try to put it in the lunch bag?
No, let's put it in a bag and eat three things at once. Bottles of water in there.
You're done?
Yeah, one of them comes in nuts. Yep. So, do I want you to take me to work? Yes.
What?
What's the risk going to be a butt?
Instead, if you wind up up in Stanley, you're just going to stay up there.
So what's that mean? You got to be paying attention to the fact that if what we're saying is causing pride to come, because what is ever, what do people say publicly out loud to Phyllis? Oh, Phyllis, you don't have to apologize. I love your wisdom and your boldness. Wisdom or boldness to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Get up,
or
you
to take something.
You take some in this and in this, so. Thank you. Did I just get off tonight? No. We've got to wait for that snowstorm to come. Did you download the Minnesota Roads app?
Yes.
I know, I understand that if I'm not going to be here, you want to go, but that looks like not a heavy snowstorm of feet worth of snow, but...
Where